We had a master sergeant who could stop the heart of a goat. There was a silence. Glenn raised an eyebrow. Just by, I said. Just by wanting the goat's heart to stop, said Glenn. That's quite a leap, I said. Right, said Glenn. And did he make the goat's heart stop? I asked. He did it at least once, said Glenn. Hmm, I said. I really didn't know how to respond to this. But it's not really an area you want to go to, I said. That's right, said Glenn. Not an area you want to go to, because, as it turned out in the evaluation, he actually did some damage to himself as well. Hmph, I said again. Sympathetic injury, said Glenn. So it's not as if the goat was psychically fighting back, I asked. Goat didn't have a chance, said Glenn. Where did this happen? I asked. Down in Fort Bragg, he said, at a place called Goat Lab. Glenn, I said, will you tell me everything about Goat Lab? And so Glenn began. Goat Lab, which exists to this day, is secret. Most of the soldiers who live and work within Fort Bragg don't even know of its existence. Those military personnel not in the loop, said Glenn, assume that the rickety clapboard hospital buildings dating from the Second World War, situated down an unpaved track in an overgrown wooded area, are derelict. In fact, they are filled with 100 debleated goats. The goats weren't covertly herded into these buildings just so the Jedi warriors could stare at them. Goat Lab was originally created as a clandestine laboratory to provide in-the-field surgical training for Special Forces soldiers. During this more conventional phase of the goats' lives, each one was taken through a heavy steel soundproof door into a bunker and shot in the leg using a bolt gun. Then the Special Forces trainees would rush the goat into an operating theater, anesthetize it, dress the wound, and nurse it back to health.